It's an opinion that many people have, that older people have no idea how to deal with new technology. The media often shows older people who have problems using digital technology. While this is often meant to be humorous, it can make them use these devices less often. And it's a problem if older people do not want to use technology, as it can really affect their quality of life in the modern world, in which technology is very important. Older adults are already at a digital disadvantage. 18% of people who are over 65 years old do not have internet access, and many older people do not have a big group of friends and are often alone. During the COVID-19 pandemic, therefore, some tried to go online to keep in touch with family and friends. However, not all of them were able to do that. Of course, there are always some older people who are very tech-savvy and interested in the topic. On the other hand, others have less experience with digital technology and struggle with touch screens and laptops. They often say they have mixed emotions regarding the use of everyday devices such as smartphones, laptops, e-readers, and tablets. They also mention that they do not have much confidence when it comes to using them. For some, the devices and screens are just too small to see and swipe. Others have difficulties finding the way through the various options and functions. This sometimes can make the elderly feel incompetent, alone, and bad. However, for those who manage to deal with technology, there are a lot of benefits. They can complete tasks more easily, communicate more effectively with friends and family, are more independent, and also feel good about getting something done. How elderly people deal with the challenges is different. For some, digital technology is a personal goal. They really want to work with an electronic device and spend a lot of time reading user manuals, watching YouTube videos, or just attempting trial and error to reach their goal. The most successful method, however, comes from support from family and friends. This help from other people also brings in another aspect. First, support from others is a useful strategy to help get a problem out of the way or to learn how to do things. But secondly, there is also social interaction, which older people sometimes do not have enough of. For example, kids and grandkids start to visit their grandparents more often to help them with technological problems. In general, how can elderly people become more confident with technology? One way is to offer courses and programs, such as Digital Champions. There, experts, volunteers, or even older people themselves give support to elderly people who are just getting started with technology. This is done in one-on-one sessions in pension centres or larger events in community centres. The goal is to inform people about how technology can help them live an easier life. The sessions also help people to develop basic IT skills and give them a feeling of safety on the internet. The research also showed that older adults see problems differently regarding technology. These experiences and perspectives are really important, and companies should value that. This is also true for how they deal with their customers and how they provide necessary support. All in all, everyone should support older people to stay socially active and connected through technology. Their health and how they feel can depend on it. So go out there and be there for others. Thank you.